If you're looking to buy a house right now in many parts of the country, you'll likely run into a little bit of trouble. A record low housing supply is pushing prices up by about 15% nationwide compared to last year. Let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
What a market. Very quickly, take us back a year ago when the pandemic shut down the country. What was going on in the market then, and how did it lead us to where we are now?
Well, I think that back then there were so many unknowns, and the first idea was, well, if we are all staying at home, we are certainly not going to have would-be buyers traipsing through our homes if we were thinking about selling. But if you then fast forward into the summer, I think we had a much better idea of who was going to be able to work from home. There were a lot of people who kept their jobs and were making money, and they saw low mortgage interest rates, and they also felt like, I need more space. If I'm going to be working at home, if my spouse is going to be working at home, if we've got some kids who are learning from home.
Yeah.
And this was a driving market. And if you look at where housing inventory has gone over the last year, down by almost 30%. Mm. Properties are selling about in 20 days. That is a record low, even including that hot housing market of the 2000s.
So a really incredibly competitive market right now, barely any houses to buy. The latest data shows that at the end of February, there were about 1 million existing housing units on the market in the entire country, Jill. What does this mean for buyers?
It's tough. The problem really has become that with so many people flooding into the market and with existing stocks still pretty low, you are going to pay a lot of money. I mean, the median existing home sales price is at $313,000. That's up almost 16% from a year ago. And new home sales, not better, because actually cost of materials like lumber and crude oil and copper wire all shooting up. Median sales price of a new house in February, almost $350,000. So it is expensive to buy a house in this country.
Well, and millennials are entering the housing market in record numbers. How are they shaking things up?
The share of first-time home buyers up to 36% last year. That's from 31% in the previous 2 years. And I will say that they have changed the way we're buying homes, and it's fascinating to me. You know, a recent Zillow survey found that almost 4 in 10 millennials said they'd be comfortable buying a home online, totally, without ever seeing it in person.
Wow.
Almost 6 in 10 said they would be confident making an offer on a home they toured virtually only.
That's incredible. Okay, so if you're thinking about buying a house right now, what should you consider?
Don't forget to add an item for upkeep and maintenance. It's usually 1% to 3% of the purchase price every single year. And also factor in the transaction itself. You know, closing costs, they're rising. We saw closing costs go for average about $6,000 last year, as much as $10,000 or $15,000 in hot markets. So you got to run the numbers. And the most important thing that I can tell you is that when you're looking at a home, you've got to make sure that buying that house will allow you to do other things in your financial life. You've got to be able to pay down those student loans. You want to be able to put money into your retirement account. You know, my mom was a realtor for many years. And one of the things she would tell the frustrated would-be buyers, she would say, you know, a house is like a man. There's more than one for you in the world.
So true. That's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you so much.
Great to be with you.